Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-A-L-I. So this is starting to get ridiculous. Now we have study authors and doctors suggesting that your car insurance premium should go up based on your COVID vaccination status. Okay, this is starting to get ridiculous, but this is where it's coming from. Apparently, Canadian researchers did a study, and they found a higher increase in traffic accidents in those individuals who were unvaccinated for COVID as opposed to if you got your COVID vaccine. Based on that, they deduced, I love using the word deduced, they deduced that if you aren't vaccinated for COVID, you're at higher risk for traffic accidents. They feel that risk is similar to those with sleep apnea. Now, sleep apnea is devastating, not only for one's high blood pressure, for one's dementia risk, for one's health risk, but, you know, in terms of feeling fatigued and falling asleep at the wheel, you're not going to convince me as a physician that somebody not getting their COVID vaccine will equate to someone with severe sleep apnea and maybe narcolepsy and fatigue behind a wheel, especially since the average person isn't, the average vaccinated individual isn't really officially vaccinated. I can't tell you how many times people will call in saying, oh, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated for COVID. I go, you're fully vaccinated. Okay, when was your vaccine? When was your last vaccine? April of 2021. So did you get a booster? No. Well, now that we know there's waning immunity, you getting the vaccine last year is fantastic. Maybe it does provide some long-term immunity, but did you still get COVID this last year? Did you get Omicron? Yeah. So we need to redefine what our definition of vaccination is. And actually, I'm hesitant on that because somebody's going to make up a stupid rule. Maybe your college premiums and class costs is going to go up as well. So they believe that COVID vaccine hesitancy is associated with increased traffic risks. Physicians need to counsel patients who decline COVID vaccination safety reminders to mitigate traffic risks. Okay, I don't know. When I had my clinic, if I sat down with my patient, oh my gosh, thank God I don't have my clinics. My patients would be like, okay, you've gotta be flipping kidding me. You're gonna lecture to me on traffic accident risks. We need to lecture everybody on traffic accident risks. And the study is limited. So basically this study, let me just quickly review it. They looked at 11,270,000 individuals. They were Canadian, I believe. 16% didn't get a COVID vaccine, 84% did, and the increased risk of a traffic accident ended up being 72% relative risk. Now, this included pedestrians. So if you were on the sidewalk and some idiot jumped the sidewalk and hit you and you ended up being in the hospital, that was included in this study. So does it mean that if we weren't vaccinated for COVID and we're on the sidewalk, first and foremost, everybody needs to be educated on traffic safety. That's a no-brainer. Okay? You don't just go, well, if you're vaccinated for COVID, you're going to get some extra education. Number two, somebody who's vaccine hesitant, and this is what they think is going on. They think the reason why the accidents are high is because if you have a complete disregard for the vaccines, according to the study authors, then you have a disregard for traffic rules. The average person who isn't vaccinated for COVID is not a obstinate, oppositional, defiant. I am done with the rules. They might have issues. They might have medical contraindications. They might fear that somebody had a side effect. I told you, I had some patients in Alabama, Mississippi who thought that their race wasn't properly vetted in terms of side effects and represented in the studies. One had said he lived 72 miles from a local medical center. He's like, if I get the vaccine and I get a side effect, I'm screwed. Now, you know, I did explain, now look, if you do get COVID, you know, that could be a problem also. Any sort of medical issue, you know, you might want to consider, you know, moving closer to a medical facility or get your governor to put a medical facility closer to you. But a lot of people felt, if I feel fine and I get a side effect, where am I going to go? This had nothing to do with being defiant, being obstinate. And I can't stand seeing medicine get politicized. They could have easily in this article said, hey guys, this was an association we saw. Maybe there's something to it. But for them to then throw in there that we need to maybe look at car insurance premiums. What? Nobody asks physicians what their opinion is on our already high car insurance premiums. They say here, the observed risks might also justify changes to driver insurance policies in the future. Okay, I think you need to back off with that one. And, you know, somebody could say, well, maybe it's because if somebody is vaccinated for COVID, they're going to sneeze and cough. And if you're sneezing and coughing behind the wheel, that could be an accident. Well, then are insurance risks going to be higher for people with seasonal allergies? I am sneezing and spraying pollen all throughout April and May. If you have the flu, does that mean you're going to have higher insurance premiums? If you have an immunosuppressive disorder that puts you more at risk for flu or COVID, despite your vaccine status, does that mean your insurance premiums are going to go up? I mean, you know, hold your horses here. And I get, public officials want people vaccinated. And you could say that. You could say, guys, our data is showing, the data that we're seeing is showing that it helps. I mean, I got the vaccine. But trying to manipulate us by, you know, roping in the car insurance companies, That is going to be a disaster, and I think it's going to be 7 times the risk of a lawsuit if anybody even wants to go down that path. So, you know, could there be an association? Well, I don't know, but just keep in mind the average person not getting vaccinated isn't because they don't care about any rules whatsoever. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I just want to let you guys know, for those of you who want one, and I think it's a good idea, the government is sending out the free COVID test kits again. And honestly, I ordered some. I think you get 4 per household if you go to, I think it's covid.gov/tests. I'll post the link for you guys, for those of you who want to get the at-home COVID test. I've been very mixed with a lot of the results, as you know. The ones that were iHealth Labs that came from China, that they were, some of them would turn positive right away, others would say negative, and people had to take multiple ones throughout the week. The ones from South Korea, I thought were better. And I think they had a better sensitivity. I just can't say for sure because nobody really studied these. So I don't know what brands you're going to get. I'm not sure what the government is giving out. But if you do want to get some free COVID test kits at the house, that's fine. And I don't think it's a bad idea to have them. They are fantastic for if you're about to travel or you feel sick and you test it and it tells you you're positive, and you could trust it. Where these things fail miserably is when you test negative. And time again, people are telling me that, well, I tested positive today for COVID, but when I tested over the weekend, I was negative. So when I get calls from individuals saying I'm completely negative for COVID, I'll ask them, I go, did you test? Yep. How many times? Well, I tested once, and if it's negative, it's negative. People are taking these negative COVID tests as 1,000% accurate, and they're not. And I'm telling you over and over again, a lot of people who are testing positive for COVID either didn't at home and did so at a doctor's office or at a pharmacy, or took the third or fourth day of testing to finally show a positive. And, you know, we have a huge issue with our Tamiflu prescriptions for flu and antibiotics because parents are doing a COVID test or they're claiming they're doing a COVID test saying, oh, kid's negative, I'm negative, go ahead and give me the flu medicine or give me the antibiotic. So get the COVID test. I think that's great. But if it's negative, you can't trust that. If you're having body aches, if you're having a low-grade fever, if you're having sneezing, cough, headache, sore throat, some people are getting changes with their taste and smell, others aren't. That could be COVID. Now, yes, it could be another type of cold, but don't be asking for antibiotics or Tamiflu based on a negative at-home test. Another thing you guys are doing, which I think you're doing wrong, and maybe not you personally who listen to my show, because if you listen to my show, you're obviously doing something right. But another thing that you guys are doing is you get two tests in one little packet, right? And what people are doing is when they test positive, they do a second test just to test positive again. Now, I remember when I was pregnant, okay, my friends would be like, all right, oh, I want to see it turn positive. Okay, I'll pee on another one. So you're peeing on another one. It's like, oh, look at it, it's positive again. Everybody likes to see a test turn up positive. Can you save them? If you test positive, don't use the second one. The second test in your two-pack is designed for seeing if you're negative and can go back to work, even though the CDC now allows you to go back to work after 5 days. But trying to take two tests just to go, oh, I had to reconfirm my positive. You don't have to reconfirm your positive. If it's positive, you can trust that sucker. If it's negative, you can't. So don't, yeah, if it's negative and you want to retest a couple days later, that's what that second test is for. But don't be just, if you're positive, you know what, let's do this again. This is really cool. You get to see the second line. So now the government, one of you might ask, where did the government get the money? I thought the government ran out of money. Well, they're saying they shifted some money. I don't know where they shifted the money from. Did they shift it from the border? Did they shift it from new hospitals? I don't know where they shifted the money from. But we heard that the Biden administration was able to shift existing money to buy more tests, according to a senior administration official. The official said, according to CNBC, we feel confident that we are going to have enough tests to get through this next round, 4 per household in the coming weeks. 4 tests per household is not enough. But I'm grateful. I like free stuff. It's just my concern. And this is something that I'm not seeing studied that needs to be, is if these were the tests designed for the 2019 COVID virus, and we're getting a lot of false negatives, I'm not hearing, and I could be wrong, and you guys clue me in, I'm not hearing that we have updated tests. From what I'm understanding, with all these false negatives that later people test positive at the doctor's office or with repeated tests, my guess is they're a little behind the times, just like our vaccine was. So I would like to see not a recycling or a rehashing of an old test. We need better COVID tests. We also need flu tests at home. I've been saying this for years. You need to be able to test for flu, COVID, and RSV. We have a severe antibiotic shortage and a severe flu, Tamiflu, medication shortage. Because people are taking a COVID test, testing negative, or lying about it, and calling a telemedicine physician to get medicine sent to them. A negative COVID test does not mean you have flu. A negative COVID test does not mean you have hand, foot, and mouth. A negative COVID test does not mean you have strep. A negative COVID test does not mean you have pneumonia. A negative COVID test just means that test is negative. So we're putting a little bit too much reliance on it. So what should the government do? Well, giving out free tests is nice, and I support it, and I commend the Biden administration for being on it and giving people tests. But they need to say, as they're passing it out, if it's this is to make sure, that if you're positive, but if it's a negative, it doesn't mean jack diddly squat. Now, they don't want to say that because that isn't a really good optic, but they need to say, look, this COVID virus is evading our testing. I've had patients go to the doctor and get a rapid test, and the rapid test was negative, only to test at home a few days later positive. We are having issues with a rapid test. I've been saying this for years, for years now. You cannot trust the rapid negative test. So, the government having extra money to give us four tests. Remember, it used to be eight? Remember, you could get a lot more. Now they're like, okay, well, you guys could get a few more. I think it's great, because if you don't want to spend the $25 on a test, I like the Binex Nows. I think the Binex Nows are pretty effective, but I can't say for sure with this new BAQ1.1 strain we have, or the XB strain. So we got these COVID strains, and they're smarter. They're outsmarting us. I don't have accurate COVID numbers because we don't have all the cases being reported to the CDC. In fact, the CDC said they're not going to be reporting on asymptomatic COVID cases. The average person is probably walking around with it, just like they did for the last few years, and they don't have symptoms. They could be spreading it. They don't know. They could be vaccinated. They could be unvaccinated. So for those of you that are like, I need to know, the COVID numbers don't look like they're going up like flu. We are seeing flu, and we are in flu season, and hell yeah, we are getting confirmed flu. But we also have an under account of those numbers as people are calling in to telemedicine companies saying, I have flu because I don't have COVID. Or what they do, and unless a doctor takes a good history, they say, my son has the flu, our whole family needs Tamiflu. So the doctor's like, okay, everybody get Tamiflu, thank you for calling in. I like to ask, why? What happened? Does your son have flu A or B? When was your son tested? Oh, his COVID test was negative, so he's got to have the flu. I really worry about our medicine shortage. This is some serious stuff. In fact, I think there's a story where a mom lost her child. I have to double check this because I want to before I report anything, review it. But we are hearing rumors that some people are losing their loved ones because they can't find the medication. It's not available. We have to be very, very careful. And you have a lot of people, just like they hoarded toilet paper, they're hoarding antibiotics. They're hoarding Tamiflu. They're hoarding medicines. And I get it. You love your family. You want to protect your family. I get that. I appreciate that. But if you're going to lie about your COVID test, or you're going to, rely on a negative result, that could be deleterious for, if I pronounce that word right, is it deleterious? Does that mean to delete or horrible? It could be horrible for what we need to do from a public health standpoint. 1-877-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It's a grim search in parts of Louisiana for possible victims of tornadoes that ravaged at least three parishes.
You know, last night they were still looking to identify where people were. They're still going through the neighborhoods and going through the rubble.
Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells CNN there have been at least three deaths this week because of tornadoes. That big storm's hitting New York State today. Forecasters predict as much of a foot of snow in the middle of the Empire State. New York City and Long Island could get as much as 2 inches of rain. Retail sales dropped by 0.6% last month, worse than economists expected. And about 20,000 fewer of us filed claims for unemployment insurance last week compared to the previous week. Russia is warning the U.S. against sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine. The statement says that could lead to unpredictable consequences. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Again, please follow us at Dr. Dolly on Twitter and Dr. Dolly's show on Facebook. So is Puerto Rico going to become the next U.S. state? I don't know. This has been touted for a long time. Annexing Puerto Rico. So rather than us having 50 states, we would have 51. The Democrats are pushing to, quote-unquote, decolonize it and give the territory the option of statehood and independence. So I believe it's going to be voted on today. I don't know if it's going to survive the House and Senate. They say House Democrats on Thursday are going to call up legislation to upgrade Puerto Rico's status as a U.S. territory, to giving Puerto Rican voters a say in whether the island becomes a U.S. state, an independent country, or some other form of non-territory status. It's called the Puerto Rico Status Act, and it is in the House Rules Committee. It was last night. It allowed for debate and then a vote on the bill on the House floor today. Oh my gosh. I don't understand why my volume, I don't know how to shut my volume off. Okay, I got a Google Chrome. I got a Google Chrome, and I don't know where the setting is for volume. I seriously don't. I don't know where the setting is, so we're going to get sound. I got to figure that out. I am that bad with computers. Look, I got to medical school. What do you want from me? I just can't do computers. So anyway, so the bill is a result of negotiations that took place this year among lawmakers of Puerto Rican descent and others. But there is a quick push to do this before the Republicans take control of the House. If Puerto Rico becomes a state, then that could allow additional senatorship, additional representatives, and it could be very advantageous for the Democrats if Puerto Rico becomes a state and leans Democrat. So according to Representative Michael Burgess, Republican from Texas, he said, I do have to say, with only a few legislative days left in Congress, no path forward in the Senate, I'm not sure why this matter warrants an emergency meeting of the Rules Committee when so many outstanding issues remain. So, the Democrat bill sponsor, Raul Grijalva of Arizona, said, we have an opportunity here to deal with the colonial legacy, a legacy that should not be a part of the governance of this nation of ours, and the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico deserve to have the same democratic principles that we believe in and swear to. So the legislation authorizes a federally sponsored plebiscite for the island, gives Puerto Rico the choice of independence, statehood, and sovereignty and free association with the U.S. It would fund voter education efforts in the lead-up to the vote and includes details on how Puerto Rico would transition to its new status. Now, Republicans argued that the bill essentially funds their sovereignty or statehood without demanding anything in return, such as payment of taxes. They also said the bill only went through the House Natural Resources Committee and that several other committees should have a say on something as important as a revised political status. So, I'd like to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If the House passes it today, it'll go to the Senate. Not clear if, remember, the Republicans have a little, even though it's like, what, 50-50? Right now, although Kristen Sinema turned independent, she still does seem to caucus with the Democrats. But the Republicans have a little bit more force in the Senate now. They won't next year, but they will own the House. Or they will not own the House, but they will have a majority in the House. So Democrats will need at least 10 Republican votes to pass it right now. Now, Congress is trying to deal, you know, with this avoiding a partial government shutdown. And I think they did vote for a, I think they did vote for a small agreement to last us to December 23rd. But, you know, Congress has a lot going on right now. And they're a little nervous that the Democrats might not have a majority next year. You know, I'm really mixed with Puerto Rico. You know, Congress is the only one that could grant statehood. And so it is going to take Congress to do that. The current situation is that Americans do not have voting representation. They can't vote in presidential elections. They don't have to pay federal income tax on income earned on the island. And they do not have the same eligibility for some federal programs. So if the bill passes the House, it still needs 60 votes in the divided Senate. And then President Joe Biden has decided it to become law. So I don't know if it's going to move forward. I think eventually it will. I do see Puerto Rico eventually becoming a state. But one of you had said, right now, 50 states is a nice even number. Keep it that way. I get that. It is kind of a... But look at what happened with our planets. We just had 9 planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars... Okay, my very educated mother, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Those were our Those are nine planets. Now we have we could have 200 states. Congress has to approve it, though, and it is a very involved process, bringing in another state. And then what happens in terms of the shift. So I don't think it's going to go through, especially during the time deadline. I think the new Congress starts January 3rd. So, I mean, they would have to bust their butts throughout their Christmas and winter break to try to get this done. And I don't see it happening. You know, but I do see it eventually happening in the future. This is just something where, yeah. So, it would need 60 votes in the Senate. What have you asked? What would the Senate have to do? So, as I repeat, 60 votes. They have to go through the House. Once the House approves, it goes to the Senate, but you still need 60. So Puerto Rico would be, another option, by the way, would be Puerto Rico as its own nation, but could still accept social services and funding from the U.S. in return for the U.S. being able to establish military bases there and citizens to come and go freely. So I do see this as evolving, and we'll see what happens. I think the state of Puerto Rico has been long coming. It will definitely cause a huge shift. There will be it's not going to be very popular. It will not be very popular having the additional Democratic senators and Democratic House members. People are assuming, one of you asked, are they more Democrat or Republican? I don't know, but we're hearing that it would probably help the Democratic side more than anything else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are, as we go into COVID, the White House is not only releasing these additional test kits, but they are making sure we have hundreds of millions of masks ready, as well as 100,000 ventilators put on standby. So they have millions of N95 masks, billions of gloves, tens of millions of gowns, and over 10,000 ventilators stored in the Strategic National Stockpile. Do any of you guys know where that is? I hope they don't make it known because somebody could, like, do bad things to it, but the Strategic National Stockpile sounds like it's got a lot of cool stuff. Didn't sound like it had baby formula, which they need. I'd like to know who is overseeing the Strategic National Stockpile, because kudos to having the masks and the gloves and the ventilators, but, you know, somebody messed up when it came to formula, unless that got sent down to the border. So this plan does resemble one that he had, I guess, advocated for a while. We have an issue with our hospitals. 80% of our hospital beds are full, so we need to do something. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure most of you have already seen the video footage of that police officer who almost died after being exposed to fentanyl. Now, I am very, very frustrated with having read articles saying that these aren't true, that somebody can't touch a dollar bill and almost die from fentanyl, that it's something else. And I am telling you, and I apologize, sorry, I got to figure out. One of you was supposed to text me on how to shut up the volume on this thing. No, not shut up the volume on me. Shut up the volume of my Chromebook. I got a Chromebook, and I don't know how to be quiet the volume of it. Anyway, but I've been seeing these articles saying, oh, yeah, this this officer apparently collapsed, and they said it was because of fentanyl. Fentanyl doesn't do that. You can't just touch fentanyl and collapse. As a doctor, I'm telling you right now, yes, you can. And also, we don't know. We aren't talking about a pharmaceutical fentanyl lollipop, pharmaceutical grade. We are talking about drugs that are coming over the border or being created domestically, and we don't know what the hell the concentration is or what it's mixed with. So these deniers, they don't know what they're talking about. So a Florida police officer was making a traffic stop, was accidentally exposed to fentanyl. It triggered an overdose that caused other officers to have to administer Narcan. And I said before, one Narcan isn't enough. Oftentimes you need multiple, because the amount of fentanyl could be so much that when the Narcan tries to compete with the receptors to still allow you to breathe, after a while the Narcan wears off, and if there's more fentanyl, it tries to go right into the keyhole again. And so you need to administer more Narcan. Tavares Police Detective Courtney Sullivan told Fox 35 that she reviewed the body cam video and said she was completely lifeless. She looked deceased in these videos. Apparently, they pulled a vehicle over after midnight. She discovered narcotics, which police said they believe was fentanyl. And this was on the passenger side of the vehicle during the stop. It prompted her to take the passenger into custody. The officer then began having difficulty breathing shortly after, with another officer at the scene saying it appeared that she was drifting in and out of consciousness. I mean, it just, when you look at her, it's, now luckily they were able to give her Narcan. They removed her from the vehicle, administered Narcan, and she just lies there motionless, eyes open. I mean, these are some pretty powerful drugs. She became conscious, but then lost consciousness again, as the Narcan wears off and the excess fentanyl is able to compete with it. And then an ambulance came to the scene, took the officer to an area hospital. She is expected to make a full recovery. So she was handling dollar bills that the drugs were rolled into. What's very odd is she was wearing gloves. So what they think might have happened is a gust of wind blew the drugs towards her, and then she inhaled it. Now, somebody could say, how did the passenger who's with the dollar bills not get exposed? Well, if the dollar bills were packaged up or in a bag, or, you know, the passenger wasn't touching it, then maybe there was that protection, and then she had to go into it, open it up, look at it, and then... But, you know, and the other thing, too, is different strokes for different folks. You have some people where they may have better immunity. You know, they're looking at a vaccine to help people that could be at risk for these, such that when your body sees it, it could fight fentanyl or the narcotic so that it doesn't go to the receptor. I mean, there's a bunch of different sorts of ways to attack this that they're trying. But, you know, somebody's exposure should not be denied. I mean, you know, having these officers just, you know, collapse when they're young and they're healthy, I believe every bit of it. So she's thankful to be alive. She said, I've done this 100 times before the same way. It only takes one time and a minimal amount. I'm thankful I wasn't alone and had immediate help. So if the other officers weren't there, there's a high chance probability she would be, things would be different. She'd be wearing our thin blue, she'd be dead. So the individuals that were pulled over can now face felony charges in the incident. So again, if you guys see a dollar bill, if you see any, just don't touch anything that's sitting there that shouldn't be there. Just don't touch it. It's not worth it. And it's dangerous. Meanwhile, we're looking at what's going on in the border, with the border. And mind you, fentanyl can be still produced and distributed domestically. But our big concern is that these opioid deaths have skyrocketed, especially in the last few years, as the border is nice and porous and people can come in. And even though a lot of these individuals who are freezing and are there, you know, families and all that, there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Migrants are lined up expecting, you know, the end of Title 42. Some of the temperatures in El Paso reach 24 degrees. We're going to have to take care of these individuals from a medical standpoint. They're stuck in long lines, freezing cold temperatures. Border Patrol is trying to process them, but they are illegally crossing from Mexico into El Paso, Texas. You got women and children, and the migration isn't slowing down. There's just days left until Title 42 policy, which prevented, because of infectious disease, Title 42, and I'm really mixed with that, because the border policies were so poor, and we don't have a wall, and, you know, Title 42 was a paper barrier to say, look, because of infectious disease, and because we're in a pandemic, we have to limit people coming from other countries. Okay, that's not a border policy. Border policy is having the funding, having the structure, having the walls, having, you know, facilities, and having the message of, look, guys, we can't manage these numbers. So it's not going to happen. We'll only take 1,000 a day, which is still a lot. But so 500 made it through processing. They were released into Texas, and they're either, you know, taking shelter in the streets, or they're homeless. Some are using cardboard boxes as mattresses. You know, and I get it. You know, being a daughter of an immigrant, you know, escaping to America, I get. My family had to. I get that. And I get the need to do that. But I don't think they're getting the message that when they do get here, they could be homeless. When they do get here, it's, I mean, you know, when you came through Ellis Island, you had to prove you had a family that would sponsor you. You had to prove you had money. You had to prove you had a job. And I get we want to help refugees. But we have individuals who are looking like they are, oh, yeah, we're here because, you know, we just want to be Americans. And we, you know, how many of them are the cartel sending? We would be naive to think that the cartel weren't saying, okay, you go, you go, you go. And then you're there for us on the inside. Would also be naive to think that Afghanistan or Taliban or Al-Qaeda isn't sending people over. And it doesn't have to be somebody with a criminal record. These terrorists or cartel members could hold a family hostage and say, look, we know where your family lives. We can easily find them. You're going to do exactly what we say. You have a clean record. You go over there and you will be our eyes and ears and you will do exactly what we say. Or your family's dead. This is why we need the messaging of it's not that easy. If I want to become a citizen of another country, I am already overwhelmed by everything that would have to happen. Right now, it doesn't seem that overwhelming to people. Even though it is, they're freezing out there. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.